Customer and Supplier Relationship Management. Customer Relationship Management, CRM, and Supplier Relationship Management, SRM, are basically two sides of the coin, managing relationships with the buy side and the sell side. Therefore, organizations often consider them together to determine the extent to which each is necessary. The key is to integrate CRM seamlessly with SRM and other processes such as logistics so that, for example, warehouses know and value their distribution customers and transportation suppliers and so on. The goal is to have all parties consider not only their own intermediate customers' needs, but also the needs of their suppliers' suppliers, their partners' customers, and the ultimate customer. CRM and SRM are both important supply chain collaboration tools. Collaboration in CRM and SRM can involve organizing one or more sets of suppliers in separate supply chains to suit the needs of specific customer segments, enabling some customers to collaborate with suppliers, or vice versa, to add value to the experience for all parties. CRM and SRM collaboration can also include getting customers or suppliers to participate in product development. When working with customers, this can involve focus groups for large customer segments and partnerships with larger clients or customers. For suppliers, this can involve including supplier representatives in product design. Processes for managing relationships with supply chain partners. Managing relationships begins as soon as the organization has customers and suppliers. Customer and supplier relationship management are important tools for maintaining any level of relationship, but they are very powerful tools to get a relationship to the next level and keep it on that path. These tools are vital for enacting supply chain strategy over the long term. The key processes that supply chain managers need to be able to perform related to managing the relationship with supply chain partners are managing relationships with customers, managing relationships with suppliers. The following is a general overview of these processes. Managing relationships with customers. The process of managing relationships with customers involves the following steps: using change management to develop a culture, organizational structure, and philosophy of putting the customer first and deepening customer relationships whenever possible. Acquiring customer relationship management software to capture data on every interaction with the customer, regardless of point of contact. Grouping customers into meaningful segments to target communications and prioritize level of service toward the most profitable customers. Understanding each segment's needs and wants by. Capturing data on customer interactions and preferences. Analyzing data to design product/service packages for each customer segment. Producing segment-tailored product/service packages. Learning how wants and needs differ during the product lifecycle. Gathering feedback for a continuous improvement cycle. Listening to and talking with customers to develop lifetime relationships. Sharing information on customer constraints, priorities, and wants and needs with extended supply chain partners. Eliminating non-value-added products, features, or services. Tailoring messages to improve prospect conversion, vulnerable customer retention, customer win-back, and customer loyalty. Capturing customer service measurements to measure overall program success. Using metrics in a feedback loop to improve the CRM program. Managing relationships with suppliers. The process of managing relationships with suppliers involves the following steps: using change management to internally align the organization to promote information sharing, collaboration, and mutual profitability. Acquiring SRM software to automate interactions, monitoring, measurement, and analysis with any level of supplier and information sharing with key suppliers. Calculating total cost of ownership for key supplier materials. Selecting the right partners for the given strategy. Developing goals with suppliers for achieving a desired relationship type. Negotiating mutually profitable contracts and ground rules. Appointing managers for key supplier relationships or alliances. Developing long-term relationships with key material suppliers. Working with strategic allies to add value to products, reduce operational costs, enable strategic or market growth, and hone each party's expertise. Realigning processes, information flows, and workflows to eliminate your or your supplier's redundancies or non-value-added work. Measuring or auditing supplier performance and compliance with voluntary requirements or certifications. Conducting periodic course corrections based on performance. Reevaluating selected suppliers periodically for strategic fit.